Welcome to the museum's most popular hall, the Alchemist's Study. This is the 15th century. Of course, there were no alchemists in Ukraine at that time, but the museum has recreated the mysterious atmosphere that always surrounded the practitioners of this craft. In the Middle Ages, alchemists were called sorcerers, as it was believed they conducted diabolical experiments in search of a way to obtain gold. Alchemists conducted countless chemical experiments, transforming one substance into another. In their quest for the Philosopher's Stone and the Elixir of Eternal Youth, they discovered petroleum, gunpowder, acids, and metals, and thoroughly studied the human body. They were interested in producing copper, brass, vinegar, olive oil, and various medicines. Alchemists were the first to engage in distillation, inventing special vessels and apparatus for it: the distiller, retort, and percolator. By the way, there's a tradition among museum visitors. To make a wish come true, you need to leave a coin in the alchemy hall. Famous physicians Paracelsus, 16th century, and Avicenna, 11th century, believed that the main task of alchemy should not be the search for gold, but the transformation of substances for the purpose of producing medicines. Finally, in the basement hall, there is a walled-up secret entrance to an ancient cave, beyond which long underground passages extend. This is a unique and still unsolved place. Archaeologists found glass, pottery, and many other items here. They also encountered mystical, sometimes sinister artifacts, including a ritual burial site and a sacred altar where 300 human skulls were found, which researchers suggest belonged to warriors sacrificed to the god Perun. Perhaps Georg Bunge didn't know about the secret passage, but no historical facts confirming or refuting this have been preserved.